body started off the right way. Ow and oh, a thing the crowd might say. When we're on stage, you know you can't resist.
I'm feeling a little something like this.
I'm the ultimate, and that's all I can say. I sat down for about 8 hours today, trying to figure out the proper description of me. And I came to the decision that there's no one syllable or phrase that can adequately describe this new craze. But I'll sum it up in one sentence, let's see. Okay, I've got it. All praise me, yo. That's about the size of it. I know it sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? But when we're on the stage, you know you can't resist. Afternoon, if I remember it correctly, but I can't quite recall the time exactly. But it was somewhere around 2 or 3 or 4. Oh, forget it, let's just go on. Anyway, I stepped out of school, sneaks with Gucci shirt was polo and my pockets were full. Blew some kisses to the girlies cause I like to tease. They started chanting my name, I said, ladies, please. I grabbed my friends and hopped in my Benz. Grabbed all Martini and Rossi, passed it out to my posse. Things were looking good, I had plans for later on. Plans for Donna, Michelle, plans for Stacy, LaShawn. Word, I was ready, I wonder if Jeff's home. Let me give him a call on my car phone. Yo, Jeff, what's shaking?
Coolin', what's up?
Girlies.
Oh, wait, come pick me up.
Up with Reddy on the way to Jeff's, a whole carload of girlies and they all was deaf. We walked into Jeff's and said, girl, Jack can't resist.
I'm gonna go a little something like this.
Doesn't matter if it's
something like this.
Time is essential, so let's make the best of it today. We don't have a lot of time, so let's not throw it all away. Let's use this time in a very special way. Let's use it.
Something like this.
I went outside at about 12:30. I saw a couple girlies, and they were looking pretty good, if you know what I mean. So I freshened my breath and stepped on the scene. I walked over to him, stepped in between them, once or two, the other. I think that I've seen him somewhere before. I said, sweetheart, you might have. She said, oh yeah, it was last night at that party. I said, yeah, I tried to talk to you there, but you were acting as if you were scared. She said, I'm not scared now. I said, bet, well let's go then. She said, but hold up, what about my friend? I said, I got a friend. So the three of us left, went back to my crib and gave a call to Jeff. 5 minutes later, Jeff walked in and I thought to myself, yeah, now the fun begins. But the girls started bugging and they said, now we want dinner in the best restaurant in town. We want caviar and lobster tails, both by candlelight and Dom Perignon. I said, yeah, right. Y'all must be crazy. And Jeff said,
you know, I really think it's time for these ladies to go.
We walked them to the door and told them they were dismissed. And it went a little
something like this.
But that was okay, that was alright, cause we still had fun that night. You know it. The moral of the story is plain and visible. We always watch out for those kind of women. But the past is the past and the present is the present. And we feel that everyone should be sitting down.
So you all don't miss. And we go a little something like this.